You know, one of the reasons I was so excited to move to Richmond and join News Radio WRVA said, WRVA is getting ready to celebrate its 100 years of serving Central Virginia. And we're getting ready for USA 250. So the 249th birth of our country took place on Friday. Now it is the countdown to USA 250. These are things that if you grew up in Virginia, you're used to. You're in the third grade, you go to this place. When you're in the fourth grade, you go here. Sixth grade, you go to Mount Vernon. Fifth grade, you go to Monticello. Seventh grade, eighth grade, you go to Washington, D.C. That is one of the benefits of growing up here in Central Virginia. When I was a kid, I grew up. Third grade, we went to the beach. Fourth grade, we went to Hearst Castle. Fifth grade, you'd go see a Spanish mission. Sixth grade, you go to Monterey. Seventh grade, you go to San Francisco, and so on and so forth. And that's where I grew up. And we all have those regional spots where you take those class field trips. Well, for me, I didn't grow up having the opportunity to go to Mount Vernon, go to Monticello. These are just places that I've read about in history books. So one of the things I said is when I get here, I'm like, boy, I am going to go enjoy all of these pieces of history that we have right here within a day's drive. Now, I've also told you my son, Rigney, 24 years old. He's a senior at the University of Arizona, finishing his studies. And when he graduates in May, he'll be joining the Navy as a commissioned officer. He'll go to Officer Candidate School and then go into the Navy where he, well, I'll let him tell you as he's joining us right now on News Radio WRVA. What's up, pal?
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I am doing well. We spent a pretty fun weekend. I was explaining to people that, you know, you're finishing school, you're studying what?
Oh, yeah, so I'm studying, I'm a political science major with a Chinese minor. So I pretty much have a recruit me sign for naval intelligence stapled to my back.
There you go. Oh, by the way, now that your Chinese is getting better, you've got a couple of phrases that I have one that I've shared on the air. The first one you taught me was?
Wo baba yo handato.
Which means?
My dad's got a big head.
Okay. And then you have a second phrase you've learned.
Wo baba de to tai dala.
Which means?
My dad's head is way too big.
Say it one more time.
Wo baba de to tai dala.
Taidala. Well, baba de to taidala, which means?
My dad's head is way too big.
That's my money being invested for him to learn that in Chinese. But you could read and write Chinese now a little bit, right?
Not even slightly.
Are you getting better at it?
I'm getting better at it. The hard thing with Chinese is their writing system doesn't have an alphabet, so each word has its own character.
Gotcha. All right. With that being said, well, we had our meetup, folks. One of the things I said is, Rich, I kind of like the fact that you're discovering all these things that I grew up with. I get to rediscover them, so keep doing it. So Riggs is visiting me for the week here in Richmond, and I said, all right, pal, what do you want to see? So we decided we went to Mount Vernon. We went to Monticello. We went to the United States, the National Museum of the Marine Corps up at Quantico. We went to Bucky's, and we drove by Woodrow Wilson's presidential library. So, you'd never been to Mount Vernon. I'd never been to Mount Vernon. What was your big takeaway from going up to see George Washington's estate?
It's just it's because I've always heard Mount Vernon associated with Washington, so it always had that kind of legendary status for me. In a lot of ways, it was kind of like the first time going to Annapolis, where it's like you've heard about it, you've read about it, you've seen pictures, you've seen pictures in textbooks and history books and all this kind of stuff. And then to actually walk the grounds and you're like, wow, Washington actually like sat in this room. He planned out battles and sieges in this room. It's really humbling.
Because it's history coming alive. It's not just this mythology that you read. It's actual living, breathing person.
Exactly.
We also got to see, we also went through the museum, of all the museum pieces. You were really taken aback by his epaulets and a couple of the swords we saw.
Yeah. To see like an actual piece of his uniform, like, wow, he might have worn this at Yorktown when Cornwallis sent his adjutant to surrender. Wow, he might have carried this sword across the Delaware. It's really, really cool to be that close to something so important.
Then the next day, yesterday, we went to Monticello to Thomas Jefferson's estate. What was your takeaway there?
That just how brilliant of a guy Jefferson actually was.
Monticello was absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous.
It was. I honestly thought it was I thought it was a much nicer estate than Mount Vernon.
Yeah. The dome and everything else in the house has more artifacts actually in there. In Mount Vernon, they're actually doing a major renovation right now because they're expecting to have so many people wanting to come through for Mount Vernon 250 as we celebrate USA 250. And then there was one piece of one artifact that you wanted to see if he had anything in the house and you were not disappointed in Monticello.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if everyone knows this, but Thomas Jefferson was the father of the United States Navy. Without him, we might never have had one, especially because there were guys like Hamilton who said, no, we don't want a standing military. It's too expensive to build. It's too expensive to maintain. But Jefferson really pushed for it, and so I was hoping that maybe there'd be something connecting him to John Paul Jones, and I was very excited to see that he had a bust in his dining room.
Of John Paul Jones, the father of the Navy, who's actually buried at the Naval Academy. The crypt is underneath the chapel there in Annapolis, and it was really neat to see that. All right. We're going to go up to D.C. I'm actually taking two vacation days on Thursday and Friday. We'll go to D.C. We'll go to the White House. And then you wanted to see Ford Theater. That was the one thing like, Dad, that's the one thing I want to see.
Yep. Yep. The cool thing for me, this is my first time being in Virginia, and it's so cool to see that there's both American Revolutionary history, Civil War history, and so much of it all in the same place.
Yeah, that's a thing that, you know, when we drove by and we drove downtown and I showed them the War Memorial. We're going to go, I think tomorrow we're going to go to the Civil War Museum, right? And we're going to visit the War Memorial. We're going to go shooting this afternoon at Green Top, and we're going to see all these great things. We're going to the Navy Museum on Wednesday afternoon. And you said that's over near the Navy Yard, White House tour, Capitol tour, and it's, for the two of us, we're such history nerds. This is like the best vacation you've ever had.
100%. I mean, I told you, I think it was Saturday when we were driving up to Mount Vernon to pass a road sign for Manassas was that was when it like really hit me for the first time. Like, wow, like, sorry, I grew up reading academic history of the Civil War, so I always learned it as the Battle of Bull Run, but I know down here it's the Battle of Manassas, which was two of the like major battles of the Civil War. So to see that it happened right there was astounding.
One last thing, you and I were talking a lot about Virginia politics, and you study, since you're a political science major, you study a lot of Virginia politics out on the West Coast. Explain why.
Yeah, so last semester I took a course on state and local politics. So we looked at how different state governments are organized, how their elections are run, how policy is implemented, all of that kind of thing. And for each topic, we used different states for case studies. And a lot of the time we used Virginia as our case studies to look at different things. State constitutions, elections, things like that. And Virginia is a very interesting one because it's organized kind of differently from a lot of the other states.
How so?
Well, most states kind of differ from each other on like one major aspect. And it seems like Virginia differs from them on every aspect. So take gubernatorial elections. Most states have the governor and lieutenant governor run on the same ticket. There's a few outliers, Virginia being one of them. So we were looking at, oh, yeah, so the governor and lieutenant governor run on different tickets. They run independently from each other. Or we looked at state constitutions. And out west, you know, you have younger states, so there haven't been as many constitutions or amendments. And then you look at a state like Virginia, which is one of the oldest. And if you compare it to the other states on the East Coast, a lot of them have had multiple constitutions over the years. Virginia is one of the few that's running on the same constitution since its statehood. So Virginia has like 20 billion constitutional amendments. I don't remember how many, but it stands out as having one of the most constitutional amendments of all the 50 states.
All right. Well, I'm going to come pick you up. We're going to Ucrops to get fried chicken for lunch. We're going to go shoot a green top. We're going to have lunch. We're going to have dinner with your cousins this afternoon that live here in Richmond, and then we'll see the rest of our tour. People are telling us that we need to make sure we go to the Holocaust Museum, which is here. I think mm-hmm. we need to go back down. We kind of drove by and looked at Capitol Square. Maybe we'll do that, and we'll see as much of Virginia as we can while you're visiting me for the week.
You nervous about shooting today?
I'm a better shot than you are.
I don't know. Last time we went, I outshot you.
No, I don't think so. We'll see. I'll report back tomorrow. All right. I'll come pick you up in a little bit, pal. Get your homework done.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you later, pal. My son, Rigney, kind of reviewing our trip. We also went to Buc-ee's. I would tell you about Buc-ee's, but we don't have enough time. It was crazy. It was awesome. I can't wait for them to build the one in New Kent. Anyway, coming up, traffic and weather and the dumbest thing you'll hear today, plus our national anthem, all coming up before we send it over to Bill O'Reilly right here on News Radio WRVA.